Hebrews 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Everybody said confidence. Which hath great recompense of reward. So confidence has a huge payday coming. For you have need of patience. Maybe we ought to all just say, I have need of patience. I have need of patience. That after I have done the will of God, or he said, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. And I want to minister to us here tonight, and I want to talk about the peace of God, but I want to use that word confidence in conjunction with this, and if I could put a title on this, I'd just call it Confidence That Leads to Peace. Confidence That Leads to Peace. Amen. Because God wants to give us peace in our spirit, in our heart. There's a lot of things that want to disturb us, take our peace away, take our confidence away. Amen. But if we can get a hold of the word tonight, I believe it'll help us to go a step further in this area. Let's pray right now. Let's help. Let's ask for God's help. Father, we need you. We need your anointing in the word of God tonight. We ask you to speak to us. We ask you to minister the word of God. Let it find the mark in everybody's heart tonight. Touch us. Help us to see our need for you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. If you look up the word confidence in the old Webster's dictionary, it means trusting or reliance, an assurance of mind or firm belief in the integrity, stability, or veracity or of another. Amen. Or in truth, or in the truth and reality of a fact. And so we have confidence tonight. Amen. We have so much confidence in the things that God has created that we're willing to get onto an airplane that'll fly 500 miles per hour, and we take off and go 30,000 feet up in the air, and we don't worry and we don't fret. Some folks do, but I don't. Amen. Because I've got confidence. They've got it figured out. They have some principles that they understand that are going to apply in every situation. There's another definition here from the original Greek that adds to this, and the original Greek here is outspokenness, all outspokenness, frankness, bluntness, or publicity, by implication, assurance. And so there is more to confidence, amen, than just having a feeling on the inside, amen. Confidence is that trust in a reality of a fact, and we know tonight it is a fact that God is real. It is a fact that God loves us. It is a fact tonight that God wants to bless our lives, but it is more than just having that feeling in your heart, amen, because feelings can come and go, but there's something that the Lord wants us to get to in our walk with God and in our approach unto Him, and that is where we actually get it into our mouth, amen, where we begin to say how we feel. We begin to express to others the deep-seated feelings that we have down in our heart, amen. The Lord listened to Israel as they came through the wilderness to see what was in their heart. He listened to what they would say, because what they said was an expression of their confidence. Amen. What they said was an expression of how they really felt in their heart of hearts about God. And what the Lord is looking for is a people that will love Him with all of their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their strength, with all of their soul. He does not want any part of us falling short behind, but he wants us to get close enough to him so that we fall in love with him. Amen. And when we look at confidence, it is very close to faith. Very, very similar, very close to faith. It has great rewards, the Bible says, because it believes God when nobody else believes God. Amen. Confidence stands on the promises when there are really no reason to stand upon the promises. Confidence says yes when everything else says no. Amen. Paul wrote here about this and gave us an example tonight of someone in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. I want to look at that here for just a little bit here tonight, and I don't feel to preach a long time if you'll help me, and we'll get a hold of this here tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Anybody going to help me here tonight? All right, let's get into the Word. Paul writes here and gives us an example of someone who never had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Someone who did not have a Bible to read. Someone who did not have a teacher to come and to teach him a Bible study. Amen. He did not have all of these resources available to him, but he heard the voice of God. God spoke to him, and that, of course, would be Abraham. And Romans 4 and verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. And so when we begin to look at this man, Abraham, when I look at him and I teach my Bible studies, I always make a comment because it's really how I feel, that Abraham is my favorite or one of my very favorite characters in the Bible. And I want to really mirror my attitude, my spirit with Abraham's attitude and spirit. Because if he could be successful with his limited resources, so to speak, in this world, then I can be successful with the limited resources I have. Now, I believe, don't misunderstand me tonight, I do believe that I have everything I need to be successful. And you have everything you need to be successful. Don't cry about what you don't have. Just look at what you have and start using what you have. And as the old song says, little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. And if the will of God is in it, he'll take an ordinary staff or an ordinary rod and turn it into the rod of God. Amen. He'll take a man who stutters and make him into a spokesman. Praise God. He'll take someone that is heaped and steeped in Jewish tradition and law and send him to the Gentiles and win the whole Asia. Amen. To the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't fly with God. Amen. When we say, well, I can't. Amen. There's no place in the Bible where it says you can't. But it says, I can through Christ. I can do all things. Well, praise God. I know sometimes a wall comes up when you start talking like that because folks sometimes really don't believe that they have enough and that it is in my strength and my power, but it's really not in my strength and my power. It is following the example of others that have gone before us. Amen. I believe tonight that if Abraham was successful, I can be successful. And I think tonight that faith here is the key because the Scripture tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we cannot come to the place of pleasing God unless we have faith in God. Amen. This is a faith. The faith that I'm talking about tonight is a faith that breeds confidence. Amen. It goes further than just having faith, but it goes to confidence. And really, when we look at it here tonight, faith and confidence and knowledge, a lot of those three are very close together. Amen. Faith is not a feeling that you have, but faith is an understanding of truth. It is an understanding of facts, and you don't have to see it to believe it. Amen. Because you know it is a fact and that it is a reality. Praise God. Has anybody seen air? Nobody has ever seen air. But it is a fact that air exists. We breathe it. We feel it. Amen. We know that it is a reality in our world. And yet folks call us crazy because we believe in God because we haven't seen God. I'm telling you what, the Bible says He is the invisible God, but He is just as real as every visible thing that we see here tonight. In fact, He is more real. There is more reality in God than the things that we see and feel and experience in this life. Praise God. My God is able to do anything. Well, praise the Lord. I read the other day that a couple of stars collided in the universe. Maybe you read that. A couple of stars collided with each other, and that collision of those stars formed gold. And they said it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 quadrillion worth of gold that was formed by the chemical reaction of these two stars colliding with each other. And I thought, well, maybe that's where God's getting all the gold for the New Jerusalem. But I don't think so. Amen. The gold was there before the stars. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. God said, let there be light, and there was light. It didn't come about because of a chemical process. It came about because of a spiritual word that was spoken by the mouth of God Almighty. Amen. Which supersedes science and all of those things. Well, praise God. Anyway, there is a confidence, this faith, this knowledge that we have tonight. Faith is actually something that when it becomes established in our life, it will breed confidence, as I've already said. But it will go even further than that, and it will go to knowledge. Amen. Faith will actually morph itself into knowledge, and it is the will of God that we walk by faith. Amen. When you first trust God and He helps you, oh, it's so exciting, and it breeds more faith in your life. It brings up more faith in your heart, and you really realize that God is real and that God is there. God is going to help me. It is not a lost cause. It's not. There is no hope. Amen. And we don't have to go down that road. After a while, you can have the knowledge and understanding that God is going to take care of the situation. Yes, it's still faith, but I'm telling you, it's a deeper faith. It becomes confidence. Amen. It becomes an absolute confidence. And we have confidence in some things in this life. We have confidence in them to a particular point or a level. Amen. But the longer you live for God and the more you develop faith and knowledge, the more you're going to have confidence in your heart. Amen. A deep-seated understanding that God's going to take care of this. Amen. A deep-seated understanding that God's going to show me which way to go. Amen. There have been times in my life that things, weren't going quite that well, and I had to walk by faith. And then on the other side of it, I said to myself, why was I worried about it? God took care of that. Amen. Now when it happens, you can say, I wonder how God's going to work this one out. I'm excited about this. Praise God. Because God's going to work this out somehow. And I want to be there to see it when it happens. Praise God. And so it's not, shaking and trembling and wondering. I wonder if God's going to help me. I wonder if this. I wonder if that. Amen. It comes to a place of knowledge. He's taken care of me before. His word says that He loves me. Amen. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Praise the Lord. And it's no longer a timid or a tender or a shakable faith. Amen. It has developed into knowledge, and knowledge has brought forth confidence in my heart. I have complete confidence in God's leadership. Praise the Lord. And faith will give you that. Faith will give you that in your relationships. And I guess I could go this direction for just a moment here tonight, because Abraham started out with the Lord and he showed God that he trusted him. He left his family, his friends, and everybody and followed after God. And then when the Lord asked him to offer his son as a sacrifice, Abraham got up early in the morning and went to do the will of God. And after a while, it was said that Abraham was a friend of God. He was a friend of God. And when God did things, he talked to his friend about it. And he said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but I want to tell my friend about it. And Abraham began to talk to the Lord about that situation. And it was a very bad situation. When the Lord was going to destroy the world with a flood, he went to his friend, Noah. Amen. Noah walked with God. Noah was a perfect man in his generation. Noah walked with God, the Bible says. And so he was a friend of God. I don't know about you. That doesn't seem to me to be something that I look at and say, I can never get to that point. But I'm telling you what, if Noah was a friend of God, then I can become a friend of God. And if Abraham was a friend of God, then I can become a friend of God. Amen. And Paul writes about this Abraham, who against hope, and I'm still there at the scripture, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy faith or thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he promised he was able to perform. And so he was persuaded, amen, and he had total confidence in God. Amen. We're going to talk about that a little bit here tonight because the Lord gave us here a truth that we need to look at. Amen. Faith brings a lot of things into our lives. Amen. It brings justification when it is mixed with obedience. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it is when it is mixed with the right words that come out of our mouth and we declare our confidence and our faith in God. Amen. Paul uses him, Abraham, who was a man who was pre-law. He was a man that lived before Moses ever came on the scene and wrote the first 5 books of the Old Testament. Before there was any law that said you must be circumcised, God asked him to be circumcised. Before there was ever a law of giving tithes, Abraham paid tithes. He came up with that understanding from his heart. Amen. From his confidence. There was something in the heart of that man that ultimately became the law. Amen. Because it was a good representation of the heart of man. Amen. We love our money, don't we? Thought y'all was going to help me here tonight. Maybe we'll be here a little bit longer. Praise God. We love our money. Amen. We love our things. We don't want to suffer any pain. We don't want to suffer any trouble in our lives. And yet, God led him down that road, and he was justified with God. Paul writes about it here in Romans chapter 4, that he was justified, fully, completely justified, before there was ever a law to obey. Amen. And so what we can understand tonight then is that the totality of faith, amen. I want to say this tonight so we can really get a hold of it. The totality of faith is not all in our obedience. Yes, there are laws of God, and the laws of God are very important. But the laws of God are not going to bring joy into your heart. The laws of God. The law of God is perfect. That means it gives us perfect order in our lives. That means that it is the right thing for us to do. Amen. It converts the soul. Amen. It takes us from a direction of going away from God, and it turns us into the direction of going to God. Amen. But the law, just obeying the law, amen, is not enough. There has to be a confidence that develops in our life. There has to be something that develops within our relationship with God that is so profound and so deep and so genuine, amen, that no matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances are, if you're 100 years old and God says you're getting ready to have a baby, amen. Okay, God, let's go get a crib, amen. Let's go down to the store and buy some diapers, amen. It's going to happen, amen. Now, don't worry, ladies. Lots of fear on faces here tonight. This is Old Testament, and it never happened again. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. But whatever God said, Abraham was like, okay, let's go, God. I want you to offer your son as a sacrifice. We've got to get up early in the morning. Set your iPhone for 3 in the morning. We've got to get going before the sun comes up. Why? What's the rush? God asked me to do something. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, can't we wait a little bit? No, we cannot wait. I've got so much confidence in Him, amen, that I'm going to jump if He says jump, and it doesn't matter if it's on the edge of a cliff. I'm going to jump because I know that God loves me. Do we really know tonight that God loves us? He's not going to ask you to jump off of a cliff. Amen. He has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save our lives. But the only way that He can save us and for us to be fully justified is we must supersede the law and we must enter into faith and knowledge and confidence. Well, praise the Lord. This law is what we do to keep ourselves in proper order. That's why we've got so much trouble in our world today, is because there is no proper order. Amen. The law of God can, and it is a blessing when we see the importance of it and the divine command behind it. Amen. But the scripture tells us that the law was given for the lawless. The reason that we need order in our life. Now, I hope you all are with me here tonight. I'm not going to take a long time. But the reason we need order in our life is because without order, we will become out of order. Praise God. Go to a courtroom and you go and stand up and begin to speak and it's not your turn. They'll say, you're out of order. There's an order here. There is a reason. There is a plan for our lives. And when we get out of order, that's when we run into trouble in our lives. But when we get a hold of the law of God and we understand that it comes from a divine command of God, amen, then when we obey the law of God, it must be through faith. Amen. It must be through faith. We cannot just read the scripture that says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. I see it. I need to be baptized. I'm telling you tonight, repentance is more than just an obedience level sort of thing, but it has to be accomplished by faith. Amen. I'm a sinner. I need God. I'm far, far away from God. I'm not the one calling the shots here. I'm not the one that's saying how I'm going to be saved and when I'm going to be saved. I'm telling you tonight, friend, I am at the mercy of Almighty God. Amen. And if He passes over me, I'm going to be lost. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I need Him. Do you need Him tonight? But it's more than just a need. It becomes a friendship. It becomes a relationship of friendship, amen, that is based upon confidence. And so Paul's writing about him, and he goes on here. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. Everybody said, that's for me. It's for me. Amen. And so you and I can be made righteous in the eyes of God, not by what we do only, amen, but by our faith. I hope I can make sense out of this here tonight, because it's very deep. The book of Romans, the book of Hebrews, very deep writings by the Apostle Paul. Amen. It's not enough just to come to church. That's a part of the law. That's a part of our order. Amen. That's a part of the order of my life. It's Wednesday night. It's time to go to church. It's Sunday morning. It's time to go to church. It's Sunday night. It's time to go to church. Well, I don't think I want to do that. I think I want to pick and choose. Hey, well, you can take the law of God and pick and choose and say, I want to do this and I don't want to do that. This is convenient and that is not convenient. You're missing the whole point of serving God. The whole point of serving God is walking by faith and having enough confidence in God and the Word of God, amen, that there's no question about it. I want order in my life. Praise the Lord. There was a day in my life when I didn't have any order, and it caused depression in my life. It caused heartache in my life. It was leading me to alcoholism and drug abuse. Amen. It was leading me to all sorts of destructive things. Amen. Everything was going down. And I'll tell you why. Simply because there was no order, and I did not have the ability to put order into my life by myself. You know what, friend? God will get us to a place where we don't have anywhere else to go. And the reason is so that we can see I can't do it on my own. I need a higher order in my life. I need a higher purpose for living. Praise God, I can't manipulate everything in my life. I can't make things happen by my own manipulation and my own thoughts and my own logic and all of that. I can't Google it out and find the answer for my life. Praise God. I'm telling you what, we've got to have God's order in our life. Amen. We've got to have a relationship of faith that develops into knowledge and gives way to confidence. A complete confidence. There's no question anymore. Amen. When we get up on Sunday morning, my wife and I don't ask each other, well, are you going to church today? That's never been a question in our house. Amen. Well, I'm not really sure. I'll just wait a little while and make up my mind. Well, maybe I will. Well, maybe I won't. No, I'm telling you what, friend, we've got some order that's been established in our life. And there is a confidence that when we come together, where two or three are gathered together, He is there. Now, I don't know about you, but I need to be where He is. I need to hear from Him. I need to feel Him. I need to worship Him. I need to live for Him. I need Him to help me in my life situations. So there's no question about it. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And I could go to a lot of other things in the law, but I'm not going to do that for the sake of time tonight. Amen. And the Bible says that, and being not weak in faith, there he's not weak in faith. Amen. But he had got to the place by reason of being around God, obeying God, getting involved with God, that there was confidence in his life. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. So not only did they go out and get a crib and buy some diapers? Amen. He started telling everybody, we're getting ready to have a baby. He declared God's word. Well, praise God. You know what we declare oftentimes? We declare our problems. All we talk about is our problems. All we talk about is what's gone wrong and how there's no hope. Listen, I'm telling you, the devil wants to steal your hope. But we've got to have hope in the future. We've got to have hope in God. Amen. There's always a way out. God has a plan that is so high. Amen. If you've been praying for something, what you need to do is get some confidence. Amen. Enough confidence that when somebody says something about your prayers or your needs, you can say, you know what? God's going to help us on that one. We're praying about that one. It's getting ready to change. But some of you don't believe it's going to change. Amen. But it will change if you put it into the hand of God. And when you put it into the hand of God, it's always going to work out the best. No, no, no. God's not going to work it out the best. I've got to figure it out for myself. I've got to analyze this thing. I've got to get it in my computer and get all the data about this. And I've got to figure it out all in my carnal thinking and in my mind. Oh, no, friend. What you need is faith that gives knowledge, that breeds confidence in your heart. Oh, I've got so much confidence. Amen. God loves me and it's all going to be all right. Do you feel that way tonight? If you don't, you can feel that way. Praise God. Because Abraham is our example here. And there's some powerful words in these verses. I'm going to read the rest of it here tonight. And it says, it was not for him only, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If, everybody said if. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And so we look at this tonight and we can see some words here. Amen. Words like he believed, or he believed in hope against hope. The word faith, the word staggered not, the word strong in faith, the word fully persuaded. This is not your average association that you have with other people. Is there anyone in your life, amen, that you believe in? Talking in this world, there are people that we believe in. Amen. Are there people that we have faith in? Are there people that we have confidence in? That whatever they say, we're going to do it. Whatever they tell you, I'm going to believe it. Well, I can see now all of a sudden there's kind of a, well, I'm not really sure if I believe that much in people. Because you know what? People make mistakes. We're limited. But God is not limited tonight. Amen. Abraham was willing to give everything to God. Circumcised without the law. Amen. Gave to God without the law telling him to do it. Amen. And he really fulfilled the greatest law or the greatest commandment, which is to love God with everything. Amen. And he did it. Praise God. It's the hardest and it's the easiest commandment. It's the hardest when you don't have confidence. But it's the easiest when you have confidence. It's the hardest when, you know, God's, you know, out in California somewhere, and if he's not busy with somebody else, he'll give me a call back in a few days and help me fix the problem. That's when it's hard to live for God. It's hard to live for God when you hear, when you say, like I've heard some people say, send up a few prayers for me. Like we're just kind of throwing them up or lighting them like a bottle rocket. You know, there goes one. Let's send up three or four and see what happens. Amen. Like we're not really sure about God. We're not really knowing whether or not he's real or if he really cares about us or if this is a situation, you know, where I'm getting the wool pulled over my eyes. Amen. Oh, friend, that's when it's hard to give everything to God. You won't give it to God that way because faith is something that brings forth confidence. And can I say it tonight? Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. This is right after Romans chapter 4, obviously. And he talks about walking by faith. And he talks about being justified by faith outside of the law. And he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have peace with God. That word peace there literally means quietness or rest. And here is a tremendous definition of this. It's the actual definition of the word peace. It means to set at one again. You know what that means? That means in the garden when Adam and Eve spoke to God on a daily basis, they were at one with each other. They had confidence. God had confidence in Adam, and Adam had confidence in God. There was a friendship that developed there. There was a relationship, a close relationship of confidence that was there. But when they sinned, that confidence was broken. All of a sudden, God could not trust them anymore. They could trust God, but God couldn't trust them. And it got out of control, and God had to destroy the world with a flood. Amen. Because there was no confidence. He had no confidence in mankind. And so tonight, what I'm trying to say is any relationship has to be based upon confidence. And when we have peace with one another, we have confidence in one another. We have faith in one another. If I didn't have confidence in Fred, then I wouldn't let him have the keys to my car and take it down to the car wash. If he had 5 accidents today, and he got stopped 10 times this week for speeding, and he said, Brother Worse, I love you. I want to take your car down to the car wash. Can I have your keys? I'll get back with you. It's really not that dirty. Amen. Oh, well, I need God. I need God to help me. I need God to bless me. I need God to do things in my life. Well, you obviously have some confidence in God, but I want to ask you, does God have confidence in you? Amen. When it's time for worship, are you there? When it's time for prayer, are you there? Praise God. When it's time to tell the truth, are you there? Amen. When it's time to tell somebody, you know what, God's going to help me, are you there? Praise God. Because after a while, we can frustrate the grace of God. Amen. And God can say, you know what, I just don't trust them at this point in time. I can't have full confidence in them. But God had full confidence in Abraham that whatever he asked him to do, Abraham was willing to do it. Amen. Well, praise God. And if we get to that place, I'm telling you what, there is relationship that develops and peace comes over your soul. Because faith is the glue of relationships. Without faith, we can't please God. Without faith in your friend, you can't have very many friends. Amen. Well, praise God. You got to have faith in them. You got to believe in them. There's got to be something that connects with the two of you. That's my friend. I'm going to call my friend. I'm going to talk to my friend. I'm going to joke around with my friend. I'm going to be on regular communication with my friend. Amen. Now, if you have a friend and your friend is always demanding of you, and your friend is trying to control you, the reason you're not going to draw close to them is because you don't trust them. They have motives. There's things in the background, amen, that they're thinking, I'm going to get something from this person. I've had who I thought were friends, and I discovered over a period of time, you know what, because we all think about these things. Let's be honest tonight. We think about these things. And over the course of time, I came to realize that the only time they were friendly to me is when they wanted something. Amen. Have you ever had a friend like that? Amen. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what, after a while, I just started backing off. Amen. Well, you're not a very friendly person. No, I'm just not. I don't have the level of faith that I need to have right now. Amen. I don't have the confidence level that I need to have right now. Oh, God, help us. You know what? We can have confidence in God. We can have confidence in God. And we say that a lot, and we do our best to do that. But I guess my message tonight is when you have confidence in God and God has confidence in you, then we are set at one again. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I have peace with God. And so if I have peace with God, well, praise the Lord. If I have peace with God, then I can have peace with others. Amen. When we lose our peace, we're stepping away from our faith and trust in God. Now, I'm just going to leave you with that thought tonight. That's a whole lot bigger than I can finish here in this little bit of time. But when we lose our peace, praise God. Think about this tonight. Peace comes by having confidence in God, our relationship with God. My peace doesn't come because Fred likes me. That's a part of my peace, but that's not my peace. And we're always going to be friends. We're always going to be very close. And there are those that have, I thought were friends and they left, but I still have my peace. Because my peace is not in you, Fred. Your peace is not in me. Troy, your peace is not in me, or my peace is not in you. These relationships that we have in this life are extra benefits. But if we lose everything, we shouldn't lose our peace. Because peace comes when we are set at one with our Creator. And the way that we are set at one with Him is we are born again of the water and of the Spirit. And our sins are washed away in baptism. And we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it is Christ in us. That's how close He wants to be to you. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. And peace can come into your heart. And so, if I could leave this word tonight while we're standing, if I could leave this word with you here tonight, I would like to say that if you're struggling with having peace in your heart tonight, don't look at people that have done you wrong and say, they're the reason I don't have peace. If you don't have peace in your heart tonight, it's because you don't have enough money. Don't say, I don't have any peace in my life because I don't have any money, because that's not what takes away your peace. But if you have confidence in God, that confidence brings peace. You know what? I don't have any money, but I've got Jesus. You know what? I don't have a friend, but I've got Jesus as my friend. You know what? Everybody's turned against me, but Jesus hasn't turned against me. And you can always trace back a lack of peace to a lack of confidence in God. Well, somebody said, praise the Lord. And that's deeper than I can go tonight. Amen. That's a deep subject. But do we have confidence in Him? You know what? He was so looking forward to this service tonight before we ever said it's time to go to church. Amen. He was making plans and preparations to be here tonight. Amen. He sent His angels to encamp about this place. Amen. Because it's very important to Him. You're very important to God. Your life is very important to God. Amen. But what we've got to ask ourselves is God's life important to me? Is His word important to me? Is His friendship important to me? Amen. Because if someone's friendship is important to you, then you're going to pick up the phone and call them. You're going to get in your car and go by their house and say hi. You're going to send a card. You're going to do something to show your affection and your love. It's not something that is written down in a law book somewhere, but it comes from the expression of your heart. Amen. And that's where we have real good church, when it comes from our heart. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now.